In the town of Marmot, which is just south of Charleston, West Virginia, residents line up in their cars for free bottled water. Schools and most restaurants and businesses remain closed. Marmot's Fire Chief Jerry McGee says responding to the water emergency has brought out the best in the community.
The fire department and a ton of volunteers, which we really appreciate coming out. The police department, local police department has been here. We have the city council personnel with us, and just a lot of in-town folks who chipped in to assist us.
This crisis began when a chemical known as MCHM, used to clean impurities from coal, leaked from a storage tank owned by a company called Freedom Industries. The chemical got into the Elk River, which supplies drinking water to the region. Residents say the contaminated water smells like licorice. Officials warn people not to drink or even wash with it. Dustin White with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition and other environmental activists are critical of what they say is the lack of regulation of the powerful chemical and coal industries in West Virginia. But for now, they are focusing on the crisis at hand, bringing water to rural areas.
For me and a lot of us, this is where we call home. So anytime that our people need any type of help, we try to respond in any way that we can to help the people who need it.
Tommy Manns and many local residents say with some help they can survive this crisis.
I mean, it's not as bad as what people make it to seem, but, you know, but we get by. You know, all the water everybody gives out helps a lot.
Officials say it could be several days before the water use ban is lifted entirely. Brian Patton, VOA News, Charleston.